Do your kids want a story? Do you want to come forward and have a story? I should normally have it before the second hymn, but it doesn't matter. We can still do it now. You won't say no, will you? What was the last hymn all about? Do you remember what we were singing about in that hymn? What was the first hymn about? Does anyone know what the first hymn was about? My Father's world. What does Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 say? Have you ever wondered the detail he put into doing that? What's the biggest bird you know? The most powerful, biggest bird you know? You see a few of them out here. The eagle. The eagle. What's the characteristics of the eagle? What's the characteristics of an eagle? The two telling things that tell us that we're looking at an eagle. The beak and his talons. The talons. Do you know the eagle can come into various different sizes? We know how big our wedge-tail eagle is, and there are some that are even bigger than the wedge-tail, but do you know how small an eagle can get to? The smallest eagle is the size of a pigeon. But he's still got the talons, and he's still got the same beak. Another thing an eagle has got is what? He's got very good eyesight. Very good eyesight. An eagle, one particular eagle, can see a monkey up to 3 miles away. Can you do that? Haven't got good eyesight then, have we? An eagle can see a monkey up to 3 miles away. Brilliant. What else did God create? At the other extreme of bird size is what? A little sparrow. A little sparrow. What's even smaller than a sparrow? Well, maybe. I'm going to tell you about a little wren. They're small, aren't they? But have you ever seen a little baby wren? Oh, they're small. And one day at our place, there was a mummy wren, and a daddy wren, and a baby wren. And we got a little courtyard side of our place, and a little wren, a little baby wren was in that courtyard, and he was flapping his wings because his mummy wren was trying to tell him to get up. And probably for a very good reason, because Mummy Wren knew that we had what? Yeah, two of them. And we thought, hang on a minute, this little wren is struggling. So we shut the door and we kept the cats in. And the poor little baby wren, he was flatting, he was getting tired. And we thought, what do we do? What do you do? So he rang up the people who knew about wildlife and said, what do you do with this wren? Little baby wren, it can't fly up. He said, well, catch the thing. Put it out the front where you know it's going to be safe. And it'll chirp and the mum and dad will hear. And Ruth had to be very careful because you don't hold it, you just create a little cup in your hand so it can't get out. Because they are so tiny. And so he carried it to the front, put it on a little branch, and what did it do? Chip, chip! And Mum and Dad came around to the front. birds that God created, the animals that God created. What's the biggest animal we know? The elephant would be pretty big. And what else do we got? A little mouse. And everything in between. Don't we serve a wonderful Heavenly Father? Okay? And in our service this morning, we're going to look at a chapter of the Bible where this is brought out very beautifully, and it reminds us of maybe a few hard points of reality of how small we are in the eyes of God.